This is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Nationwide, more than 3 million people are estimated to have bought a home through a contract for deed. After the financial crisis, as banks retreated from lending to those with poor credit, this odd corner of the housing market began to draw interest from deep-pocketed investors who sometimes sell the homes for 4 times the price they paid. Bills are being introduced in Maryland, Virginia, and New York State to ban child marriages for any reason less than 18 years of age. An Uber driver rebellion in New York City has attracted the interest of unions. The Amalgamated Transit Union is working with the Uber Drivers Network to sign up drivers. The New York Taxi Workers Alliance claims to have signed up 5,000 drivers. Electrical workers filed a petition with the NLRB to represent 600 Uber drivers at LaGuardia Airport. A microfinance site called Raise.me offers cash incentives to low-income students to apply for college and to offset cost. Only 3 companies make insulin in the USA, and in the last 5 years, 2 have hiked the price by 168 and 169%, and Eli Lilly by 325%. Tweaks have protected their patents and blocked biosimilar drugs that are more affordable. University of Illinois has found that unemployment for minority men is 30% in Los Angeles and New York City for the 20 to 24-year-old black men in 2014 and over 50% in Chicago. Hispanic men are unemployed at 20% and white men are unemployed at 10% in the same age group. According to the Pew Research Center, more than 25% of Americans who had visited a public library in the past year had used a computer, the internet, or Wi-Fi connection there, with the highest usage among minorities and lower income groups. If Americans gave up meat one day a week, they would save an amount of water equivalent to the entire flow of the Colorado River each year. Scanning records of 28,000 Americans found that some Neanderthal gene variants today can raise the risk of depression, skin lesions, blood clots, and other disorders. Hillary Clinton now has 502 delegates to Bernie Sanders' 70. 2,383 are needed to win the Democratic nomination. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.